When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Thank you, Trevor. I'm sorry your queen died. Now, look, it's been a hell of a week. Okay, there's a scandal brewing in the world of high-stakes chess with a player being accused of getting moves electronically signaled to him through the use of vibrating anal beads. I can't make this shit up. I don't know whether to yell checkmate or ayo. Queen Nala, let's get it.
Hold on.
Hey, welcome to Hell of a Week. Please say hello to our panel. He's one of the world's most famous khaki-colored intellectuals, and his podcast, Revisionist History, is back September 15th. Malcolm Gladwell!
Hi, too.
He's a comedian, a Daily Show correspondent, and an all-around bad motherfucker. Roy Wood Jr. Right. And she's an advocate and political analyst, and also a bad motherfucker. Angela Rye is here! And we got the OG Fat Joe stopping by later in the show. It has been a hell of a week. Ken Starr, who prosecuted Bill Clinton for the Monica Lewinsky scandal, has died at the age of 76. Yes. In lieu of flowers, the family has asked that you leave a donation on the blue dress of your choice. What? But here's what I want to talk about tonight. Topic one. Last Thursday, after 70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth of England died. Y'all don't really care. And the nation lined up to show its grief. But not everyone was so sad. Irish sports fans danced with joy. An Argentine anchorman popped champagne on air. And Black Twitter, who are known to stifle their feelings, they went all in. Like Carnegie Mellon University professor Uju Anya, who tweeted, "I heard the chief monarch of a thieving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying. May her pain be excruciating." Well, clearly she's a fan, okay? I personally don't see why anyone cares about a monarch in 2022. This ain't Frozen. Not to mention the royal family has a lot to answer for when it comes to the slave trade.
Yeah.
So I want to ask the panel, Malcolm, I'm going to start with you. Why do we care so much about the royal family in America?
If you want me to diss the queen, you've come to the wrong place. I'm a Commonwealth. I'm born and bred in a Commonwealth. My 91-year-old Jamaican mom was very, very sad when the queen died. Mm-hmm. Queen represented something to us. You know, she was a woman of extraordinary grace and dignity, and in a world that needs a lot more role models of grace and dignity. And, you know, there are some things that her country did that are unspeakable, but that doesn't set England aside from different from any other country in the world.
Angela Rye, the floor is yours.
First, I want to start by saying, I know you know I adore you. I adore your books. I could not disagree with you more on this. And I think the issue here is there are people who have power that is largely symbolic. She is certainly one of them, but we should not ignore the power of that symbolism. I also think it's important for us to understand that in her role of symbolic power, they colonized, British colonized 30% of Africa. Mm-hmm. So even when we talk about your mother who adored the queen, we have to understand black people's infatuation with systems of power that have also abused us.
You cannot pin every bad deed done by Great Britain on Queen Elizabeth II.
Can you tell me one time she spoke out against
the bad?
But no, but can she speak out against the injustice that she didn't cause anyway?
If you're the new supervisor of a company that's been doing fucked up stuff, isn't it your job as new supervisor to undo some of the fucked up stuff?
She's not a... Wait. She's a...
And I got respect for you. I don't want you to... Don't ignore them. This is just you and me talking.
Wait, but she's not the supervisor. She doesn't have any power. She cuts ribbons and...
So why do we call her the queen if she ain't got no damn power?
Basically, she's there to get tourists to come to England. That's her job.
Well, y'all could just get a mascot. Y'all could just...
Maybe she was a mascot. Yeah, I don't like to speak ill of the dead either, so I'll just let the queen rest in peace. The only queens I recognize are Latifah, Aretha, and Billy Porter. Topic two. For months, Republican governors have sent busloads of illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities like New York, D.C., and Chicago with the message of, if you like them so much, they're yours, okay? Well, just in time for Hispanic Heritage Month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis upped the game by sending two planefuls of immigrants to the East Coast elite's favorite vacation island, Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. I personally think it's genius. But I wish that governors like Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott would give Democratic governors and mayors more of a heads up, because then that would expose the hypocrisy of the Democrats, which is they don't want immigrants here either. What say you, panel? Angela Rye?
First of all, I want to just dig deeper into the fact that these folks who are priding themselves on sending not just busloads, but also now plane loads of immigrants to and migrants to country or to states that are have not and are not expecting them.
I thought they were sanctuary cities, though.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. When you haven't talked to these folks about what your plans are and you're dropping it, it is a political game for them.
I agree.
And how are you going to, like, tout the Bible? You're the, like, Bible-beating Christian governors. I'm just curious about what kind of Christianity they're practicing. You want to talk about Democrat hypocrisy? I want to call the Republicans on bluff, too.
Yeah. What do you think, Michael?
I'm with Angela. This is...
Now you with Angela.
Oh, if,
you're
don't
allowed,
fight
you're
no
allowed,
more, huh?
Back, we have more in common.
I know the feeling.
Shut up.
No, how are we in a situation in our country when we're treating people who want to come here, who think highly enough of America that they want to risk their lives to come here, and we're treating them like, you know, props in some kind of political stunt?
What I hate is the fact that a lot of these immigrants are being sent to these cities, and these are the same cities that ship out their homeless people to the outside counties. So a lot of these
That's fair.
Oh, we love people. Hey, homeless man, get your ass out of there.
That's true.
Deliberately hide people already. So a lot of these Democrats that are complaining about the Republicans are running something similar within their own counties.
Yeah. Wouldn't y'all rather have them be shipped to sanctuary cities as opposed to being in states where they don't want them anyway, though?
I think that we have got to have some humanity and compassion about this conversation. What we know is that policy-wise, the country has failed immigration for a very long time. Immigration reform proposals don't do enough. I also think that in the backdrop of what's happened in Ukraine and the billions of dollars that this country has sent to Ukraine, why can't we use those same resources to figure out what to do with immigrant populations here? The difference is that most of them are of a browner hue. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and others are terrified about what happens when there is a browning of their states.
We know this. That's why they're shipping them out.
I'm clear. Yeah. I'm very clear about that. So I don't think that,
knowing what we know about Texas, if you're giving people a free trip out of Texas, that's a come up.
Yeah.
I think the question's broader. One of the best books I've read recently is a book called 1 Billion Americans, which asks the question, how many Americans do we want? Right? Look at this country, and he argues the guy, Matt Iglesias, who wrote it, argues very persuasively that this country would work really well with 1 billion people. Well, we're at 380 million. So we got, what, 620 to go.
Yeah.
So I think we should be welcoming people. We should be opening the borders. I don't understand why people
sounds
are
like
so upset about
people. Fucking.
Right? We should all... Charlemagne, you... that's a useful... Yes, that would be very useful. And I'm sure you'll do your part.
We but everybody got to go full.
I've done
cannon.
My part. I have four children.
Four daughters.
Okay.
Yeah,
by the way, they're still sending buses with immigrants here to New York as if that's supposed to scare New Yorkers. Okay. Buses filled with immigrants in New York City are just called buses. Okay. Now, when we come back, my panel is going to predict the end of democracy as we know it. Plus, Fat Joe is in the building. More Hell of a Week in just a minute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. What's the point of having a brilliant panel like this if I can't use their super brains to look into the future? So it's time for a game of Nostra Dumbass. Now, if you've been paying attention, then you know there's one thing Democrats and Republicans agree on, and that is that American democracy as we know it is about to be over. Okay. Why we the people aren't understanding the urgency of the moment, I don't know. But I'm going to ask some questions. Okay. Whoever gets it right, not only gets my respect, they also get a treat. NYLA, what you got? Okay.
So today we have gourmet cupcakes from Bee Cake, New York. It okay. is a bakery out in Brooklyn and it's rent and operated by black women.
Okay. 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 And hold on, we got to salute Queen Nyla, too. She's nominated for a BET Award for Best DJ.
Oh.
Okay? So go vote for her
at
BET.com. Damn, can I shout out BET on Comedy Central? Question one. Is this the most important midterm election in American history? The answers are A, yes. B, no. C, they say every election is the most important election in American history. R, D, I don't care about any of this. I just want to talk about Ray J. Go! Angela Rye, you got A.
Yeah.
Tell me, Angela, why A?
Because every election where we can participate is the most important one.
Okay. Mr. Gladwell, you said no. Why?
I don't know. I can think of, on top of my head, 10 other elections where they were bigger stakes. 1968, 1964. Mm. I think we sometimes forget that American history is a pretty dark place and there are a lot of times worse than this.
Now, hey, we just were talking to you about
the point.
When
a point is made, a point is made. Roy, you say yes. Why?
Because every election, they keep tightening the vices of injustice on us. As you look, every 2 years, they put up another wall or another hurdle or another gerrymander. You can't even bring water to somebody that's waiting in line. I can't bring you a snack? Are you waiting to vote?
My answer is we're fucked, okay? But I do agree with Mr. Gladwell's answer because I think the question was too broad. I should have said in our lifetime as opposed to American history.
Yeah. You know? That's different.
Say democracy survives this election. Are we going to have the same conversation in 2 years for the presidential election if every election is maybe the last election? Doesn't that mean democracy is already over? The answers are A, hell yes. B, hell double yes. Or C, hell triple yes. Let's go.
I'm mildly optimistic. I'm the only mildly optimistic.
Angela, you say hell triple yes.
You know what's so amazing about our letter formation, though, is This actually looks like the Congressional Black Caucus may be the answer. So I just want to shout out my former bosses who are the conscience of the Congress and who hold it down for us and don't always get the respect they deserve. Some of y'all know Queen Maxine. When folks are not looking, she's working. She's protecting our interests. And so many of them continue to do that. So I want to be careful about how we continue to tent the Democratic Party, which is a very big tent. And there are some people in there who are fighting for us when we're looking and when we're not.
Mr. Gladwell, you say B, hell double yes. Why are you optimistic, sir?
Well, I'm already optimistic now because I feel like things were so much worse two generations ago. If you don't think it was worse in 1948 until they changed than it is now, then I think you don't understand history. I don't think what's going on right now is great. I'm just saying it was dark.
Roy, what's your letter?
C.
Okay, you said hell triple yes too.
Yeah, because we live in a time where the politicians are getting slick and knowing how to prey on fears of voters. Politics, because it's an opportunity now over the next 2 years to really manipulate the voting pool. And once you look up and if you get Trump back or you get anybody that's co-signing with that man, I just think it's a recipe for something terrible.
Hey, man, my answer is I'm black. Tell me when democracy starts. Let's eat some cupcakes, okay? I'd like to thank Malcolm, Angela, and Roy for playing, and the sweet, sweet people at B-Cake New York for making us fat and happy. Stay tuned for my interview with Fat Joe, who probably wants a cupcake. There you go.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. Now, my next guest is a straight-up legend, all right? He's a hip-hop icon, a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, and at the end of the month, you can catch him hosting the Hip-Hop Awards on BET. Please welcome Fat Joe! I'm glad to have you here this week, OG.
Thank you, my brother.
You know, we just had a major tragedy earlier in the week with PNB Rock. Rest in peace to him. You happen to be an expert in hip-hop and hood etiquette. Okay, so most rappers consider themselves real when they stay in the hood after achieving a certain level of success. Is that real or is it just dangerous?
I think it's real and it's also real dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so, like me, I have businesses in the community. We built schools in our stores. But then Fat Joe's dumb if he gets killed in front of one of his stores because he's still in the hood.
Right.
And he ain't got to be in the hood, right? And so the young brother was supporting black-owned businesses, going to the Roscoe's Chicken with his wife and his kid. And so we get all these deflections of, oh, but his wife posted the chicken. Oh, he's not supposed to wear a jewelry. How about we not supposed to kill each other? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is absolutely true, and that's how it should be, but that's not the way it is, Joe.
No, we shouldn't kill each other. And so what should happen is, I used to stick people up. I used to rob people. Now, I'm being honest. I'm not trying to front for y'all. I'm not against him robbing them. Caught them, rob them. Why you gotta kill them?
I agree.
Why you gotta kill them? And that's what bothers me. And not only destroy that family, this ain't nothing to laugh about, y'all. Mm-hmm. Not only destroy that family, but what about the other families that are sitting in Roscoe's and they see somebody get their brains blown out in front of them? Mm-hmm. You destroy the whole village with one shot. So my thing is, when you go to L.A., they got a rule called check-in or something, right? Why don't the check-ins check in ahead of time? You know when you go in your hotel, your keys are ready? Mm-hmm. Why don't the OGs tell them, hey, rob them, don't kill them. Don't kill them. And why do we hate us? Right? Why are we not happy about people that come from where we come from being successful? Why do we want to kill them?
So in your opinion, what's the best way for rappers to still stay in the hood after becoming successful without getting harmed?
Right now, you need security.
Okay, okay.
That's the bottom line. And legit security, not your man to hold a hammer so you be on CNN. Rappers are the endangered species. We getting hit up by the police, hit up by the feds, and we getting hit up by our own for being in our hood trying to show love. So it's so dangerous to be a rapper these days. It's the hardest job out there right now. They trying to put you in jail or these your own people trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is people get mad at themselves. They get mad that they didn't accomplish stuff in life. They look at themselves. They say, damn, I'm 40 years old, 50 years old. I ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Here come this brother who got a beautiful wife, a beautiful family. He's doing good for himself. He's talented. I might as well just kill him.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
This is OG Fat Joe having this conversation because Young Joe and most rappers used to clown other rappers for having security back in the day.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And rappers used to say, I'm in the hood all day.
Realistic, Fat Joe. You know, my management is Roc Nation, and I was mm-hmm. having a conversation with my brother Brian, who manages me and manages the Locks. He said, well, the Locks, they have their whole thing is no security. They put out mixtapes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's time to do the remix and get Puff Daddy on it and go get yourself some security.
Right. Word up. Absolutely. Do you think it was easier to, like, you know, be in the hood back in the day when you were coming up without social media and technology? Because people know your every move now.
You want to know what's the saddest part about it? Is they killed Big L in this block.
Mm.
They killed Jam Master Jay in this block. They killed Nipsey Hussle trying to do something good for this hood. 9 times out of 10, they kill you in your own neighborhood because they jealous of you. And we got to stop being jealous, especially brothers who do what we accuse people not doing. So what happens is these artists, they become successful and they run away from the hood and we never see them again. Now, they might be the smart ones. Because now the ones that stay in there and invest in their community and support Black-owned businesses and Latino-owned businesses, they're getting killed there.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you about Blacks and Latinos. There's no difference with Blacks and Latinos.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you see the same messed up schools, the same hospitals, the biggest power is people power. And if you come together and stop separating the two, you will see that the power in numbers will get us exactly what we need in the hood. Don't fight your brothers and your sisters. We won. No matter how you look at this thing.
Word. Joe Crack for mayor. Give it up for Fat Joe. And check him out hosting the Hip Hop Awards on BET on September 30th. Thanks for coming through, Joe. When we come back, more Hell of a Week. Hey, welcome back to Hell of a Week. Now, before we go, let's talk about cousins, and namely, if it's okay to fuck them. Now, I'm from the country, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, to be exact, so I know some cousin fuckers, all right? Some people feel it's perfectly acceptable to have sex with cousins as long as they aren't your cousin cousins, okay? And Dr. Oz seems to feel the same way, all right? He said that's a fact. An old clip just resurfaced from a show you might be familiar with called The Breakfast Club, where the good doctor says if you're more than a first cousin away, it's not a big problem. Hmm. I guess Dr. Oz's version of Tinder is Ancestry.com. All right? And I know some of you are sitting on the couch with your cousins right now. And shit just got very uncomfortable. Are sexy, okay? And I know what you're thinking. Dr. Oz sounds really mentally deficient, okay? And that's exactly what your baby is gonna be if you impregnate your cousin, all right? I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. It's been a hell of a week. Come back next Thursday. Now, stay tuned for reruns of The Office. Peace. So be sure to listen to Hell of a Week with Charlamagne Tha God wherever you get your podcast.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.